各位听众，现在播送流行美语。Larry 和李华在教室里等 Jones 教授把改完的考卷发下来。今天李华会学到两个常用语 ：bad vibe 和 wake up call。
李华 ，I have a really bad vibe about this test.
你觉得你考得怎么样？Bad vibe? 那是什么意思啊?
A vibe is a feeling. Since I don't think I did very well on this test, I have a bad vibe about the grade I'm going to get.
Oh, vibe 就是一种感觉。你觉得你这次考试考得不好，所以有种不祥之兆，也就是你所说的 bad vibe.
Oh, you see? My bad vibe was right. I got a C.
嗨 ,C 啊不算太糟了。这门课很困难的，而且琼斯教授批分数一贯都很严。
Yeah, I actually had a bad vibe about this course before the class ever started. Some of my friends told me it was difficult, and I'd have to work hard.
其实啊，我在上这门课以前也有点担心，因为上过这课的人都说这很难，要下很多功夫。
So, what did you get?
我得到了 A。这次考试啊，算是不错，可是我很担心下个星期要交的那份报告。I have a bad vibe about that paper.
Why do you have a bad vibe about the paper?
因为我觉得用英文写报告是最难的。英文不是我的母语，每次写完英文报告啊，我总觉得好像有很多不通顺的地方哎。
李华, you can always ask me or another student to look over your paper before you turn it in. I'm sure you'll do fine. About that, I have a good vibe.
真的啊? Larry, 你愿意修改我的报告?哦、oh, 你真好谢谢你。
I have a bad vibe about the look Professor Jones is giving us right now.
对嘘琼斯教授在看我们了别说了下课后再聊吧。
You know, Li Hua, getting a C on the test in Professor Jones' class was a real wake-up call.
你说拿了 C 是 wake up call 哎，这个 wake up call 不是叫人起床吗难道你在上课的时候睡觉啊
No, a wake up call is not like an alarm clock that wakes you up from your sleep What I meant was the grade I got woke me up to the fact that I have to work harder for this class
wake up call 在这里不是指闹钟叫人起床而是指一个警告所以你是说这次考试成绩不好就提醒你要在这节课上加把劲要更用功
Yeah, Professor Jones gave me a wake-up call in the form of a bad grade Now that class is over, I'm going to go home and study Hey, Li Hua, look out for that bike
哎呦，那个骑自行车的人差点就撞上我了
Yeah, that was a wake-up call for us to be more careful about walking across campus
说的也是哦，这就提醒了我们在校园里走路啊，也得小心注意不然很可能会受伤的。
We should be more careful. Say, Li Hua, where are you going now?
我想利用下午没有课的时间到体育馆的健身房去锻炼锻炼。
Why the sudden interest in physical fitness? You don't usually go to the gym, do you?
哎，别说了，你也知道我这个人从不上健身房的，还不是上回健康检查的时候，医生说我体重有点超重，所以咯 that was a wake-up call.
You don't look overweight to me.
Larry, 你心地真好，还安慰我看起来不胖。其实啊，我倒不是那么在意外表看起来胖不胖，主要啊，还是担心肥胖会影响健康吧。
And maybe it was a wake-up call that you and I shouldn't go out to have ice cream so often.
啊？什么？你要我放弃吃冰淇淋？我愿意每天上健身房，但是我一定得吃冰淇淋。
今天李华学到两个常用语，第一个是 bad vibe。就是不好的感觉不祥的预感另一个常用语是 wake up call 这是指一个提醒或者是警告